Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Will the Real Me Please Stand Up Christian Broadcast. Our topic today is how to discover the incredible healing power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a strong emotional release, so I have decided to break this up into two parts so we can cover as much as possible. Next Tuesday, September 1st, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will be our next segment, so please save the date. I am your host, Terry Moore, founder and CEO of Terry L. Moore & Team. I am a professional speaker, breakthrough coach, workshop facilitator, and I'm in the process of writing a book called Face to Face with God, My Best Friend. If you missed my last two shows, I really encourage you to go and listen to them. I talked about how fear can paralyze your growth in life, and my second show was how to turn your fear into faith. My friends, you cannot truly forgive until you find out what the fear is that is holding you back to forgive. You can go to my website at www.terry, that's T-E-R-R-I, L, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, and team.com. And click on the radio link. And while you are there, please go to my Facebook page and like it so we can keep you abreast to everything that's going on. Well, I have a jam-packed 30 minutes. And we just wanted to let you know that we are doing our absolute best to move into an hour time slot next month. Because this 30 minutes is just a barrel of fun, but it's very fast. And I want everyone to be able to keep up with what I'm mentioning. So tonight, you can experience the transformational power of forgiveness in the comfort of your own home that could change your life forever. Some of you have come empty or half full, but I want you to know I have come in full and I'm ready to inspire you. So grab your coffee, your pen, your paper, your tissues, and let's just get this party started. For my new callers tonight, thank you for joining me. I feel truly honored. To see a complete bio of me, just go to my website at www.terrylmooreandteam.com. If time allows, my callers will be able to ask me questions by hitting the number one button on their phone. So let's go to our Heavenly Father. Dear God, I am so excited to be on this call with everyone tonight, and I pray you will guide and direct me as I open up and be transparent with my life. Allow the words to come out of my mouth that you would like me to say. One very important thing I have learned through my journey is we can't have great victories without having difficult times and battles. Thank you, God, for allowing me to go through all my trials and use them to be able to inspire people throughout the world. When I think about your son, I truly think of how quick he was to forgive all those people who hurt him and inflicted pain upon his life. I pray for each caller that they would open their hearts and their mind to receive your nudge for the people they need to forgive, or perhaps themselves, in order to move into freedom and be used by you more than they could ever ask, dream, or imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, forgiveness is a profound life-changing experience. Let me repeat that again. Forgiveness is a profound, life-changing experience. First of all, God expects us to forgive, plain and simple. Why? Because he forgives us time and time again. In Colossians 3, verse 12 through 13, it says, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. This is a commandment from God." So I have some questions to ask you. Have you experienced deep disappointment, hurt, or betrayal in an important relationship? Do you continue to suffer from a conflict or trauma that occurred long ago? Are unresolved issues affecting your health, your finances, relationships, or perhaps holding you back from your dream? Unforgiveness could actually be holding you back. So let's look at unforgiveness first, because in order to get to the positive, we have to get to the negative. So what type of poison does unforgiveness hold? Well, first of all, it's a very negative focus. You know, I'm looking at my negative chart that I use in my breakthrough coaching sessions. Unforgiveness can be negative emotions such as fear, pain, anger, hatred, bitterness, refusal to accept what really happened. You are in denial, or how about this? You're out for vengeance. You're out to get that person that hurts you. That person could have been in your childhood. That person could even be deceased right now. Not forgiving is bad for your health, even dangerous. Research studies show holding on to an old resentment or grudge is like holding on to a cancer. All those negative emotions are stored right in your liver. You know, several of my clients I'm coaching have a life-threatening illness. And what I have discovered in the sessions, they have deep-rooted resentment towards themselves or others. It eats away from you. It eats away from your inside. And you don't even realize it when it's happening. So tonight, I want this to be a turning point for you. This is going to be tough to hear, but I'm going to encourage you to write down the people who have hurt you in the past or even right here in the present. I want you to do this 5 minutes after the show ends. Please do not move from your spot until you have made a list of everyone who has hurt you in the past or in the present. And please remember this, to write down at the very top your own name. Because I can confidently say many of my listeners tonight have not forgiven themselves for something either in the past or in the present. We must all learn to forgive ourselves. James 2 verse 8, it says, if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. However, my friends, if you have not forgiven yourself and love yourself, how can you forgive and love others? It must start with you. Forgiving yourself is the most critical part of your healing process and your journey to find the real you. I struggled with this for so many years. One, because I had things drilled into my brain that this was who I truly was. And because of the hurtful things people said about me, made me feel that I was stuck in a negative tunnel, spinning and getting nowhere. Can you relate to me? You know, you do not love yourself or have forgiven yourself when you say things like, you stupid idiot, way to go, stupid, what a jerk I am, no wonder no one likes me, and on and on and on. How about this one? You look in the mirror and cannot see or say anything nice about yourself. These are all signs of unforgiveness towards yourself. I know, because I used to say these exact words to myself until I learned the magic of forgiveness. If anything comes out of my mouth in a negative way about myself, I am quick to catch it and forgive myself and then just move on. You know, years ago, I went to a wonderful chiropractor in Indianapolis. He made a lot of money off of me because my back and my neck would keep getting out of place. I was sick growing up and even into my adulthood. He did something called bioenergetic synthesization technique. It balances out your negative and your positive fields. However, I was a challenge for him because my negatives would always override my positives. One day, he decided to dig deep into my life, and certainly by then, I trusted in him that he had my best interest at heart. To make a long story short, we discovered that I had deep resentment, bitterness, and anger, meaning I had an unforgiving heart made of stone towards my ex-husband. Although my first marriage ended in 6 months in 1984, Still, 9 years later, I was carrying all this baggage, weighing me down and causing me to remain sick. Not just from my ex-husband, but from many people who had hurt me. You see, although my ex-husband and the others moved on with their lives, my life cannot because of the lack of forgiveness. Dr. Scott gave me a ton of homework to begin my journey in discovering the healing power of forgiveness. I started reading self-improvement books. One book gave me exercises, real life exercises. The author said to me, invite the people who has hurt you over to your house or to a safe place. Have them line up outside and take one in at a time. I was like, are you nuts? There's no way I am going to do this. But wait, then the author said, remember, this is only in your imagination and not real life. Do not invite them unless you are strong enough to handle this. Most likely, you are not. I felt relieved. Whew! Yes, I felt relieved. So tonight, I'm going to be very vulnerable and transparent with my audience because the word forgiveness is very special to me because it changed my life over 22 years ago. This exercise that I'm getting ready to share with you, it took me all day to do because I had many people who had hurt me. My mom, my dad, my brother, kids in the neighborhood, and my grandparents. So here's how it went down. I placed two chairs in my living room, both face-to-face but across. Here is the beauty of this exercise. You can place a muzzle around your mouth, around their mouth, and tie their hands so they will not be able to speak or act out anything. The floor is all yours. I'm going to share with you about three people who majorly impacted my life in a negative way and left damaged emotions inside of me until I found the real person inside. So, my ex-husband. I invited him in. He sat in his chair with me across from the room. Now remember, he has a muzzle around his mouth and his hands are tied. I told him this, Ron, the reason I brought you here today is to share and to get some things off my heart that has been eating me alive. I wanted to let you know how deeply you hurt me when I found out you had lied to me about being in the Marine Corps for 9 years before we met, and you kept a deep, dark secret from me and my family. Do you know how badly you hurt me when I found out you had been in prison for first-degree murder? Do you know how it affected my life for many years? How much counseling I had to go through to regain my wholeness? Do you know the scars you put on me by abusing me with your verbal, emotional, and physical wounds? Do you know how it made me feel when I caught you out with another woman after only being married to you for 3 months? Well, Ron, I wanted to let you know as of today, I am forgiving you from all this, and I would like for you to forgive me for all the resentment, bitterness, anger, hatred, and all the other emotions I felt towards you. And Ron, I would like to thank you for being such a terrible husband and taking me down this road because I am a much stronger person today. And I have gone on to do great things with my life. Thank you for coming, and you can go now, and do not let the door hit you on your way out. My friends, do you know how freeing this was to me? Well, let's keep rolling. What about in your childhood of kids bullying you? Some of us may still be holding a grudge. I invited an old classmate named Jim to sit in the chair. Here's how it went down. Jim, you ruined my first day of kindergarten for me. I was so happy on the way there knowing I'm about to experience independence. Within 10 minutes, you stripped me of my happiness by saying things like ski nose or my clothes or why does your hair look like it was stuck in a light socket and making others join in with ridiculing me. Do you know how this affected me in my life? Your words would just keep playing in my mind over and over until I actually believed what you were saying about me was true. I grew up a lonely, shy person until I found my real self. I am letting you know that I am forgiving you today. And now I am giving you permission to forgive me for all the mean and cruel emotions I have felt from you. You can go now. And finally, and the toughest one of all, some of you on this call tonight may have been abused or sexually assaulted and have no idea how to forgive. I can certainly relate to you. I can certainly relate to you. However, it is up to us as adults to take responsibility to let go of this very strong emotion. I would highly suggest you sign up for a coaching session with me as soon as possible. Here was the hardest exercise for me to fully grasp and understand. I was beside myself when the author asked me to forgive this person. So the last person to sit in the chair, we will call him Larry. I brought you here today, Larry, because I wanted to let you know how I developed many damaged emotions after what you did to me. All I wanted to do was to go into a store and buy a tube of makeup. When you approached me with a knife, walked me back to my car, threw me over the console with a knife to my throat, and made me get in the passenger side of my very own car. You drove me around the parking lot and sexually assaulted me. I really thought you were going to kill me. I had to go to the hospital that night to do a rape kit. Because of you, I had to go through months and months of counseling. You stripped me of being a whole person. You stripped my independence away from me. I was so excited to hear from my attorney that they caught you and you had to serve 15 years in prison since I set you up on 7 charges. You made me a very scared and fearful person until I found ways to forgive you and to forgive myself for all the horrible feelings I had towards you today. I am asking you to forgive me for those feelings. You can go now. My friends, as I have told you many times, I want you to get to know the real me, the authentic, real person, because if I'm not real with you, how can I teach and inspire others to do the same? After that day, I felt like a ton of weights had been lifted off of me, and I felt like the chains that were choking me were gone. Over time, I felt like a whole complete person. In the following months, I began to move from being in a victim mentality state of mind to a survivor mentality. It did not come easy. Can anybody relate to me out there? And today, this is who I am. I am a whole, complete, real person and a true thriver. You can do this. I believe in you. Please let me help you. What I shared with you was hardcore stuff. You may not have stories like that or things to overcome like this. It could be as simple as you may need to forgive a situation or an object, a past employee or a boss, a certain store that may have cheated you, a car that always gave you trouble. How about one of your parents marrying someone else and you cannot forgive your mom or your dad or perhaps your step-parent? Please let it go. You must get rid of all poison that comes from bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. I am here to tell you I have not arrived in this. We are all broken together in this forgiveness area. Unforgiveness is a spiritual filthiness, so we need to get washed in the water of God's word to forgive and to stay clean. Wow. Well, that's unforgiveness. So let's go to forgiveness, the special word, the meaningful word. Let's talk about the healing power of forgiveness. Now remember, next Tuesday, we will dig much more into this. But we cannot get over to the positive until we deal with the negative if you want to live life to the fullest. Forgiveness is an incredible healing path for releasing those whom you believe have wronged you, not for their sake, but for your own health and well-being. Remember what I talked about. Resentment and damaged emotions will live in your liver, causing you to be sick. You can learn to forgive without any need to excuse or condone what has occurred. You can learn to move beyond emotional wounds, to heal and rise above the past. Through forgiveness, you can reclaim your power and strength and live your life to the fullest. In Ephesians 4:32, it says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you." Forgiveness can heal your life. I'm going to repeat that. Forgiveness can heal your life. Without forgiveness, we remain locked in the past. I can so much relate to anyone out there that is going through this. We continue to give the attention and the energy to our past conflicts and to experience the negative emotions associated with those situations, including fear, anger, resentment, and shame. By forgiving, we can heal past emotional hurts and focus our lives on the positive. Will this be easy? Absolutely not. Forgiveness is a choice, and the choice is yours. Forgiveness does not depend on what anyone else does or does not do. It is a decision to let go of the past. It's something you do for your own benefit. Please grab on to this. It's something you do for your own benefit, not for anyone else. Because those people that has wronged you, they're moving on with their lives, but you're still stuck in that unforgiveness state. Forgiveness is choosing to reclaim your life and your energy so you can live fully and freely in the present moment. I know when I was going through a lot of unforgiveness, I was tired all the time. And now people are calling me the Energized Bunny. The miracle of forgiveness is waiting for you. You know, at Terry L. Moore and Team, we are finalizing. I am so excited about this. I got choked up. Terry L. Moore and Team, we are finalizing a wonderful workshop in September. Our main focus will be overcoming fear and unforgiveness. This will be a life-changing experience. I will have all the details heading your direction, social media. Please make sure you have liked our page at Terry L. Moore and Team. And I will also be announcing this next week in my broadcast. Also, if you are ready to make that breakthrough from your past and move on to an adventurous life, I would love to give you a free coaching session in person or over the phone. It's up to you. You can Facebook me or you can call me at 317-201-8389. Your dream is waiting for you. I'm so excited. We have callers from all over the United States on the phone right now. You know, my friends, I'm encouraging you to love that person staring back at you in the mirror. I'm going to open the phone lines up right now. If you want to ask me a question, just hit the number one on your phone, and we will go from there. I am still learning the studio, so bear with me. Okay. Anybody want to ask a question? Star one. Well, I'm not sure what's happening here. But anyway, in closing, you know, my friends, I am encouraging you to love that person staring back at you in the mirror. You know why? Because she wants to be with you, or she or he, excuse me, wants to be your best friend. And she or he wants to be with you 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, until the day that you take your last breath. Will you please allow that to happen? I don't want you going around in life not living your dream, because I was there for so many years. I could not figure out why I cannot get my dream to come true. I had big dreams. I wanted to be an ice skater. I wanted to be a professional dancer. Heck, I wanted to write a book 8 years ago, but fear was stopping me. And the fear just kept digging and digging and digging at me to just tell me, you're not going to be able to do this. because, again, you've got to go back in your past. Now, the one thing I want to tell my listeners tonight is when I'm challenging you to go down in that dark past of yours, I'm not saying I want you to go sit down there and stay. I want you to come right back up. You do not need to dwell in your past. The past is the past. It is time to move forward. It's time to have a great life that God is calling you to do. Because Jesus came to give us life to the fullest. And if you feel that you're living life to the fullest, then amen. But if you do not, you need to really start working on yourself and forgiving yourself. There are so many reasons why we do not forgive ourselves. And let me tell you something. Sometimes we don't forgive ourselves because we feel we're a victim, okay? And when we feel like we're a victim, we feel like it's been our fault. Well, I'm here to tell you that most of the stuff that probably happened in your life is not your fault. And you need to release that, and you need to let that go. I'm speaking from experience. I'm not just making up words. I've been down that road. I want to help. So, to the point that you no longer have to ask that question, will the real me please stand up? So, again, the miracle of forgiveness is waiting for you. Your dream is out there. Are you going to go after it? There are so many ways to go after your dream. I'm living it. I am living it. Not only being the executive director of a domestic violence organization, but also launching my brand new company, Terry L. Moore and Team, and living my dream to be able to go out there and inspire women and men. Hey, listen, my pain has paved the way for your success. Okay? Did you hear me? My pain has paved the way to your success. Anything that has gone on in your life, God wants you to turn it into a victory so you can go and you can help other people. You know, one of the other things with this workshop coming up is that we're going to do some of our workshop sessions. We're going to break out into groups. We're going to get to learn each other. You're going to be talking to strangers. You're going to be opening your life to strangers. But guess what? They're in the same boat if they come to this workshop. So you know what? We're all going to come into this broken together, and we're all going to learn broken as we are broken together. Well, seeing that we're having trouble with people trying to get call, they're trying to call in. They're texting me right now. Whoops, I think I do have somebody on the phone. Let me open up and see what we can do here. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Anna Marie. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Terry. I have a question for you.
Sure.
When you got saved as a Christian, how long do you think it took you to become in that forgiving mode from that point to where you are now? How long did that take you?
That's a very good question. It took me probably about 6 years.
Wow.
6 years, yep. Because, you know, there was a lot of baggage in my life, and I just the operator is telling me I've got 60 seconds, but we can keep talking.
Okay.
So, you know, God wants you, like I said earlier in the in the start of this, Anna Marie, it's a commandment from God that we must forgive.
Wow. Absolutely. The 6 years to undo that must have been so difficult, but it sounds like it was well worth it.
Absolutely. Well worth it. I'm a living testimony of what forgiveness can do. But, hey, listen, I got another call. No, I actually am going to have to sign off. But, listen, if you need me, you know where to find me.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, listen, everyone out there, have a wonderful and forgiving week. And I will see you next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we learn about the healing power of forgiveness. Please share this this show with at least 10 of your friends, because we want the world to be a better place. This is your host, Terry Moore, signing off.